Acts 17:28 says this, in Him, meaning Hashem, meaning Father God, we live and move and have our being. I mean, it's an incredible thing when we look at all the beauty of creation and we realize that the God that created all this beauty created you and I, and that we're the pinnacle of His creation. He saved us for last, and He created you and I, beloved one, in His own image. We live and move and exist in Him, Acts 17:28 says. All this beauty that's around me right now, that beauty is inside the human soul in an even greater way. I know I've touched on this theme on a few of my earlier Seeds of Revelation devotional, but I want us to understand how deeply beautiful you and I are. So listen again, in Him we live and move and have our being. All that God has created is in Him, because He upholds everything that He created by His power. And yet, even though His creation is in Him, His creation is also separate from Him. And so you and I are in the Lord, and once we come into Yeshua, we become united to the Lord in oneness, and yet paradoxically, we're also separate from Him in the sense that we're unique and independent with our own will, and we have to choose to love Him. So there's a separateness that's in you and I, whereby you and I have to choose to be in love with Him. He loves us, but we have to choose also to love Him, because although we're in Him, we're also separate from Him, and He uniquely made it this way so that we could have a real love relationship with Him. You see, the Bible tells us in the Song of Songs, when you and I choose to love Hashem, when we choose to love God, it literally moves His heart. Beloved, isn't it a wonderful thing to know how beautiful we are in God, that we exist in Him, that we're never alone, and that He's given you and I the power, the freedom of choice to love Him back. God loves you. This is Rabbi Schneider saying shalom to you. Until next week, why don't you pass this on to a friend?